I would like to greet you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Ndau kwa Simon Gwanana no Mr. Ishwed Nimponesi Jesu Kristo.
Munechi. Munechi. What is in there?
I don't know, but it's an envelope.
Okay, fine. I was just checking what is inside before I pray. Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer?
Ngati kutamsimusuruti tinamata.
Baba vedu makanaka mangwanani ano. Tinokutendai taungana zvepatsoka dzenyu. Ishe atigoni kuzvibatsira sevanhu. Zvinotora simba romweya mutsvene. Zvinotora imi kuti muuye muite basa renyu. Tichikutendai nokutungamirira kwese kwamaita kereke yenyu. Kubvira pakabva nokuenda mufundisi kubva pakati pedu. Mweya wenyu uri kuramba uchitifudza. Ndimi mufudzi wavafudzi. Rambai muchifudza mweya yedu nokudaro. Ishe ticharangarira kudzorera mbiri kuzita renyu. Tinokutendai panguva ino kunyange neenvelope yandakabata. Munoziva zvinoshuviwa nevana venyu. Vaunza envelope iyoyi kwamuri. Munoziva nguva yakafanira kuti mupe mhinduro. Nenzira yokupa mhinduro. Nechiyero chokupa mhinduro iyoyo. Baba ropafadzai chikumbiro chaiswa pamberi pevana venyu zvino. Nevana venyu zvino kwamuri. Baba itai kuti mufaro wavo uzadziswe mamuri. Vachiziva kuti muri Mwari ane hanya navo. Tenzi makanaka tinozvisa kwamuri zvinopotopinda mukuparidzwa kweevhangeri. Hapana munhu anogona kuparidza zvinobatsira mumwe. Zvinotora mweya mutsvene kuti utaure. Nokuti ndiwo unoziva zviri muhana dzevana venyu, zviri muupenyu hwevana venyu. Muimbi akafemerwa akati ndiumbei. Ndiri ivhu, ndimi muumbi wangu. Chidaro Ishe mangwanani ano kwatiri tose. Tigamuchire mana inobva kwamuri. Ndanamata Ishe nokutenda muzita rinokosha ratenzi namuponesi. Ishe Jesu Christu. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe we are all happy to be in the house of the Lord once again.
How many are happy?
Amen.
Vangani vari kufara.
Fine. Ndikakwazisa vanhu kukadoma vakaita response yakati netei. Ndinowanzobvunza kuti muriko here.
If I greet people in Kadoma and they don't respond accordingly, I always ask, are you present in church?
Yes. Thank God you are all here. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Before we take our seats, we want to read the scripture. Thank you, Brother
Makwinye,
for reading out.
Kutiverengera
out of what the bylaws say.
Kubva kune zvinorehwa nema bylaws.
Some places, some people would say those are bylaws for the Branham Tabernacle.
Kune mamwe machechi vamwe vanoti ma bylaws eku Branham Tabernacle iwaya amaverengai.
That's what they would think.
Ndozva vanenge vachifunga.
But I believe God that is we are today.
Asi ndotenda kuti sezvatiri isu.
We are a Branham Tabernacle.
Tiri ku Branham Tabernacle business.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be quoting from the prophet.
Because we are a
result of the message of Malachi
4. And
if we want the favor of God,
there
is one thing we must always do.
And
always remember to do.
To
stick to that word.
Then
we have God on our side.
And
if God be with us,
kana Mwari ainesu,
who then
Diani zvino
can be against us?
Angati rwisa.
Amen.
Amen.
So thank you, Brother Makwinye.
Maita basa, Brother Makwinye.
Stand with him.
Mirai namo.
Stand with the deacons.
Mirai nema deacon.
Stand with the trustees.
Mirai nema trustee.
Stand with one another.
Mirai mumwe nemumwe.
In unity there is strength.
Mukubatana mune simba.
I just want to read this quotation. My apology, I have to read it, I think.
Amen.
A total deliverance while we are still standing. The prophet there says on
paragraph 55,
frankly, myself, when they spoke of a new tabernacle to me, I was against the thought.
Ini kutaura pachokwadi pavakandiudza zvekuti tiite tabernacle itsva, inini ndakapikisana nepfungwai.
That's right, I said. We don't need exactly a new tabernacle.
Ndakati aiwa hatinyatsodi zvedu tabernacle itsva.
I will probably be leaving here pretty soon as the Lord, if it what He showed me come to pass.
Ndichange ndichizo kusiya inenguva isipi kana zvakaratidzwa kwandiri naIshe zvikazadziswa.
What do we need with the new tabernacle?
Tinoidiko tabernacle itsva.
We haven't got the money.
Hatina mari yacho.
Then I come down and felt the filling of the church.
Zvino ndakazo buruka ndikazopinda mutsoka dzekereke.
I like the way the prophet was so humble.
Ndofarira kazvininipisiro kanga kaita muprofita.
To where he knew he alone could not dictate the pace of things at the church.
Kusvikira pavakazoziva kuti ivo kunyange vari muprofita havaikwanisa kungotungamira kereke nezvavanoda.
While he was fully aware he is a prophet of God.
Ivo vachinyatsoziva zvavo kuti muprofita waMwari.
But he said, I wanted to check with the church.
Asi ndakada kutanga ndabvunza kukereke.
He says then that the church in the majority seemed to want it.
Kuti kereke nekuwanda kwayo vakati vanoda tabernacle.
Then what did I do?
Zvino ndakaitei?
I sacrificed my own thoughts and thrown in with the church.
Ndakaisa parutivi pfungwa yangu ini ndikabva ndatora pfungwa yekereke.
Every one of us.
Mumwe nemumwe wedu.
Each one.
Mumwe nemumwe.
If we adopt this attitude and approach.
Tikatora maonero aya kana maitiro aya zvinhu.
The unity our head deacon was talking about would easily be achieved.
Kwanga uchitaura nemukuru wemadhikoni zvinhu zvinobudirira nyore.
And the church will forge ahead.
Kereke inoenda mberi.
He says, sure.
Hanzi chokwadi.
Let's do it.
Ngativake.
The way we cast lots.
Kana iriyo sarudzo yataita.
That's the way it was in the Bible time.
Ndozva zvakaitwa mubhaibheri.
The way the church voted.
Kusarudzwa kwakaitwa nekereke.
The sovereignty, the groups of the people, they come together.
Kusununguka kwekereke, kuungana kwavakaita pamwe chete.
In unity, there is strength.
Mune simba mukubatana.
So therefore, I said, certainly if that's the way the church wants, if that's what God is wanting, he's got more authority to the vote among a whole group of people than he has to me.
Naizvozvo ndakati kana kereke iri kuzvida, ndo zviri kudiwa naMwari, nekuti vane simba kudarika munhu mumwe chete kana vanhu vakawanda vachizvida. Ndozvazviri kuna Mwariwo.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, because I have no vision to say that it shouldn't be.
Nekuti handina chiratidzo chandaona chekuti hazvifanire kudaro.
So we throw in with the church and move with the church.
Saka ini ndakawirirana nechechi kuti tifambe mberi nechechi.
And I am behind it to do all that I can to help out the church.
Uye ndiri kuitsigira ndekuita zvese zvandinokwanisa kubatsira kereke.
Let's take this approach of the prophet.
Ngati torei maonero aemuprofita.
And we'll win God to our side as a church.
Uye tinozovana Mwari kurutivi rwedu sekereke.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to read the scriptures before we get into the service.
Genesis 1.
I was asked, come and finish your sermon.
Ndakakumbirwa kunzi uyai muzopedzisa mhari dzenyu.
You did not finish, so you must come and finish.
Hamuna kupedza mhari dzenyu, uyai muipedzise.
So if I don't finish.
Saka ndikasapedza nhasi.
By failing to finish is not a way of campaigning to come back. No.
Ndikasapedza kuparidza mhari dzoyi handisi kukambena kuti ndoda kuzodzoka zvakare.
Not at all.
Kwete, musazove nemaonero iwayo.
Ask Brother Ben, he will tell you he is not campaigning to come back.
Bvunzai Brother Ben, vanokutaurai havambokambena kudzoka.
Some of us do not have a straight way of preaching.
Vamwe vedu hatina imwe nzira yakangonanga yekuparidza nayo.
That's the way we are made.
Ndokavezerwo katakaitwa.
You circumlocate and you have a boss.
Unombotaura zvinhu uchidaro daro.
You don't go direct.
Aunange.
Maybe we are called the indirect.
Pamwe tiri vanhu vaya vanonzi vakangodanwawo neimwewo nzira.
Right. So if I don't finish, don't worry.
Kana ndikasapedza musanetsekane.
That's so. He must come back to finish again.
Saka mumwe achazoti vachazodzoka zvakare kuzopedza.
But one good thing about Revelation.
Asi chimwe chinhu chakanakira chizaruro.
And about the word.
Kana chakanakira shoko.
Is that it keeps unfolding.
Rinoramba richingobhedhenuka.
And you will never get to a point where you say, now I'm ready to preach.
Uye haumbova wakasvika pachinhano chekunoti ndagadzira zvino kuparidza.
You will never finish preparing.
Haumbova wakapedza kugadzirira.
You keep your preparation going on and on and on.
Gadziriro yako inoramba ichingoenda mberi ichienda mberi.
Sometimes you say, I want to preach 2 or 3 services on this subject.
Dzimwe nguva uchati ndoda kuparidza maservice maviri kana matatu pachidzidzo ichi.
And sometimes you end up finishing 2 or 3 months on the same subject. You see, this word does not belong to us. It belongs to him. He knows what he has hidden in there. Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Pakutanga Mwari wakasika denga ninyika. Nyika yakanga isina kugadzirwa, isina chinhu. Rima rakanga riripo pamusoro pemvura yakadzika. Mweya waMwari wakanga uchitenderera pamusoro pemvura.
John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Pakutanga rakanga riri shoko, shoko rakanga riri kuna Mwari. Shoko
the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was
made.
In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Ephesians 1:3-5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will.
Vakatiropafadza nokuropafadza kwose kwemweya kudenga muna Kristu. Sezvo akatisanangura maari nyika isati yavambwa kuti tive vatsvene vasina mhosva pamberi pake murudo, akatitemera kare kuti naJesu Kristu tiitwe vanakomana vake sezvo akafadzwa pakuda kwake.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word as we take our seats.
Ishema wedzere maropafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo muchigara zvenyu pasi.
I want to recognize the ministers here with us. Both those
who
are up here and those who are in the congregation. May God bless you. When you have ministers supporting you, you are comfortable. Because the servants of the Lord are saying amen to what you are saying. But if you watch these men and they are all quiet, you have every reason to doubt what is being said here. So if you are not saying amen and they are saying amen, then you must doubt yourself.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to appreciate everyone for coming to church. It's victory to come to church.
Kukunda kuya ku church.
Yes, it's actually victory.
Kutori kukunda.
There are some who desire to come, but for whatever reasons, they have failed. But you are here to serve God. Amen.
Amen.
We want to just continue hoping the Lord in a way has a way of comforting and consoling us. Because the Bible tells us through comfort of the scriptures, we have hope. Our comfort comes from scriptures. So we want to continue with from eternity back to eternity. In order to try and get to a point where I can make a kind of a rounding off, I will try to do more of getting to you what the prophet says. Because when the Lord is coming for the rapture, he's coming for one thing. He's coming for the word bride. And that word bride is shaped by none other than the message of the hour. And where we are feeding from the message of the hour, we are sure we are doing the right thing. Because our prophet messenger was taken into glory. And when he got there, he did not bring a report that he met Methodists there or Catholics there or Presbyterians there or whatever denominations.
Havana kuende uchapupo kuti ndakaona ma Methodist kana ma Catholic kana ma Presbyterian ikoko kana mumwe munhu weirime sangano.
His group was a group of people who believed the message of the hour.
Bokarao ranga riri boka revanhu vaitenda shoko renguva yavo.
And they all shouted with one voice the unity our head deacon was talking about.
Vakadanidzira vose pamwe chete nezwi rimwe chete kubatana kwataurwa nemukuru wemadzimai.
We are resting on that.
Tiri kutovimba nezvamakaparidza.
What are we resting on?
Tak, tiri kuvimba neiko isu?
Not stories from the east or from the west.
Kwete nyaya dzabva kumabvazuva kana kumadekero.
Not stories from clever men.
Kwete nyaya dzevarume vakachenjera.
But stories from glory.
Asi nyaya dzinobva mukubwinya.
That's where I want to anchor my faith.
Ndopa ndoda kuisa mbambo yekutenda
kwangu. That's where you want to anchor your faith.
Ndopa unoda kuzorora kutenda kwako.
So that when the Lord comes,
kuti Ishe pavanouya,
he will find us shaped to the image of that word which was there in the beginning. Amen.
Amen.
I hope this will just help us link up with where we ended when we last spoke about from eternity. From the message, the word became flesh. The prophet there says, like God said, let there be a world. Before it could be a word, it had to be a thought. You remember our eternity is this side. And our progression of time is starting from our left, going this side. Up until when we go beyond this bar, then we have the end meeting the beginning. In other words, we meet eternity once again beyond that bar. Because you run through the week from Sunday to Saturday. After Saturday, that bar becomes our Saturday. After
Saturday,
we don't have another day. We go back to the beginning. To Sunday. You run there. January up to December.
January to December.
After December.
Mushure ma December.
We don't have another month.
Atina umwe mwedzi.
If we should continue,
kana tifana kuenda mberi,
we are continuing with the beginning.
Takudzokera kuna January.
That's the way it is with eternity.
And
time. So time is sandwiched between eternity.
Saka nguva yakaiswa pakati pezienda nakuenda.
We dropped from eternity.
Takadona kubva muzienda nakuenda.
And we are sojourners in time.
Tiri vafambi munguva.
But we are going back.
Asi tiri kudzokera.
Where we were.
Kwatakanga tiri.
Before we dropped into time.
Tisati tapinda munguva.
Amen.
Amen.
So God in the creation.
Saka Mwari mukusika.
Created the world by his thought first.
Vakatanga vasika nyika iyi mundangariro dzavo kutanga.
So the creation that we have today,
saka zvisikwa zvatinazvo nhasi,
big,
zvakakura,
vast,
zvakawanda, zvakapamhama,
complex,
zvimwe zvisinganzwisisike,
as they are,
sezvazviri,
that creation,
kusika uku,
was created first by a thought,
zvakatangwa kusikwa nendangariro.
And when God thought about that creation,
zvino Mwari pavakanga vari mundangariro dzavo dzekusika,
it was complete.
Zvakanga zvatokwana.
He never had an additional thought afterwards.
Havana kuzova nedzimwe ndangariro pamusoro.
He never corrected anything along the way in his thought.
Havana kuzogadzirisa ndangariro dzavo pamusoro pekusikwa uku.
When he self created himself,
ivo pavakazvisika pachavo,
there was nothing lacking in him.
Hapana chakanga chisina kukwana mavari.
There was nothing that was later added to him.
Hapana chakazowedzerwa pamberi mavari Mwari.
When he made himself self-existent,
pavakazviti ivo uyo anozviraramira ari oga,
he was a complete God.
Vanga vari Mwari akatokwana.
Even when he condescended,
kunyange pavakaburuka,
to become a light,
kuti vave chiedza,
which could be measured,
which
could be seen, which the five senses could perceive. He was not less powerful. He was not diminished as God. He remained as powerful as he was, as much as he was feeling eternity. He had only moved from what he was to another form. But in essence, he remained what he was originally. So before anything can be expressed,
saka chinhu chipi zvacho chisati chamboratidzwa,
it is a thought.
Chinotanga chiri mundangariro.
Creation was a thought.
Kusika uku kwakanga kuri mundangariro.
When he expressed it, it became substance.
Pakazoratidzwa takazoona zvinobatika.
So God in creation created the world first by his thought, then spoke it.
Mwari vakatanga vasika kusikwa kwose mundangariro dzavo ndokuzotaura.
It was the thought, then he spoke it, word.
Yanga iri ndangariro. Remember?
And then when he spoke, it got expressed. It became substance, Genesis
1.
Just for the sake of those who might not have been here. Here is Genesis 1, John 1, Ephesians 1, and eternity.
Ephesians 1, John 1, Genesis 1.
And then time goes on up to the end there. So we want to go straight into our subject. Palmawem locust, kenkawem and caterpillar.
Palmawem, kenkawem, locust and caterpillar.
Those few words just to try and link up.
Paragraph 179,
he says, there was one time before the foundation of the world. I was eternal. When God thought of me,
Mwari pavakafunga pamusoro pangu.
I was thought of before the foundation of the world. My name was put in the Lamb's book of life.
Ndakafungwa nezvangu nyika ino isati yane nheyo. Zita rangu rikaiswa mubhuku regwayana reupenyu.
Now here is the way we want to move as Christians.
I and all my family are
like
Christo.
The prophet tells us.
Says that not our name prophet.
He says when a scripture is presented before you,
hands kana magwara chinga isko pamberi pako.
When the word comes to you,
kana shoko rekauya kwauri,
take that word and personalize it.
Tora shoko iri woti nderangu ndini tiri kutaurwa.
Make it yours.
It nderangu.
When you do that,
ukadaro,
God in heaven will make that word to become flesh in you. There is an example the prophet gave one time.
He
says sometimes people say they believe, but sometimes they don't. And he says there was a man who was telling his friend, you know, there were two posts and a line and the wire on top, connecting the two. He says, you know, I can go up this post and walk on this wire and go down this one. And the friend said, yeah, I know you can do it. He says, I can take this wheelbarrow and go up with it and go across and go down the other post with it. Says, yes, you can do it. Says, I can also take this firewood, put the firewood in the wheelbarrow, and push it up the post, across on the line, and down this other post. Says, yes, I believe you can do it. Then he says, I can take you, put you in the wheelbarrow, push you up the post, across on the line, and down this other post. Says, you can't. He says that's the way with a lot of Christians. They will always believe a scripture when it's applied to somebody else. But when you want the word to work in your life and to become flesh in your life, you say, that's me. Take it for yourself and God will make it happen in your life. So as we follow this, the prophet says, God thought of me before the foundation of the world. Don't say in your mind,
Amen.
Don't say in your mind.
Haikona kuti mupfungwa dzako.
Oh yes.
Mungu.
Why wouldn't God think about the prophet? He was a prophet.
Kumari vaigofungireko pamusoro pemuprofita. Muprofita hongu.
You take that same quotation.
Iwe tora chinokorwa
chinechete. And say yes, God.
Woti hongu
thought about me here.
Mungu pamusoro pangu.
Before the world began.
Ikaisati yavambwa.
And it will be so.
Zvino zvadzikiswawo kwauri.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go.
Andi.
I was a thought before the foundation of the world.
And
my name was put on the Lamb's Book of Life.
And
so was yours.
Now the issue has come to you.
Maybe you're
saying God thought about
you. He's saying, so did God think about you before the world began? Yes. And so was yours. Before there was even one grain of sand.
Pasati patombova kana nechimedu chimechede chevhu.
Pasina kana tsanga yevhu yanga yasikwa.
Not even one grain of sand created.
You were there.
Wakanga uripo.
So when these things we see around us.
Zvinhu zvatinoona zvakatikomberedza.
Were then later created.
Zvakazosikwa pamberi.
They were all created in our presence.
Zvakasikwa muupo hwedu.
We were there when this earth was spoken into existence. Mountains big as they may be, valleys deep as they may be. When they were spoken into existence, you were there. I was there. When the devil became
Diaboli paaka sikwa,
I was there.
Ndakanga ndiripo.
You were there.
Wakanga uripo.
So don't allow that little one to kick you around. Aikona
kujairirwa nemupfana nemudiki kwauri uyu.
Cut him down to his size.
Muderedze kuenda pa size
yake. Let him know who you are.
Muite kuti azive kuti uri ani.
Let him know you are a son. You are a daughter of Almighty God.
Ndine Satani kuti uri mwana komana nemwana sikana waMwari wamasimba ose.
One time a slave buyer went to buy a slave in America. There was a group of slaves for sale. And there was one who was really up and about. Among the slaves. He didn't seem to have anything bothering him and troubling him. So the buyer said, I want that one. Says, no, but he's not for sale. Says, but do you give him different food from the rest? Do you give him overall different treatment from the rest? His answer to each question was no. No.
Kwete.
Says, but why is he different from the rest? Says, I also used to
one.
I did not know why he behaved in a different manner. Until I searched and found out the mystery of why he behaves the way he behaves. The revelation of it is hidden in his point of origin. That's where the source of all his conduct and behavior is. Back thousands of kilometers across the ocean, out in the dark continent of Africa, he remembers his father is a king of a tribe.
Dimambo, werumeruzi.
And because of that,
nekuda kwaizvozvo,
he talks like the son of a king.
Anotaura semwana wamambo.
He conducts himself
anozozvibata
like the son of a king.
Semwana wamambo.
He fellowships
anowadzana
like the son of a king.
Semwana wamambo.
Whatever he does,
chero zvaanoita,
he does it different.
Anozviita zvakasiyana
because of the link that he has with his origin. Let me ask you this morning. Where is your origin? When you sit in church and the gospel is being preached and you sit like a spirit medium, where is your origin? If you sit in church and the singer is singing songs of
Zion
and you sing like you are angry,
Where is your origin? If your origin is in eternity, there is something inside you that gets excited. There is something inside you that connects with that which came from the beginning, where you were identified as a thought in God. We know where we came from. Our father is not the king of a tribe.
Baba wedu hasi mambo werudzi.
Iwe.
You.
Iwe.
What's wrong with you?
Baba wedu hasi mambo wekarudzi.
Our father is not the king.
He is the king of tribes. He is the king of races. He is the king of kings. That's what he is. And he is the one who thought about me. He is the one who thought about you. There is no reason to be miserable. Kutochona chaiko usina mari unofamba wakaisa maoko muhomwe
zvakadoka. You can walk proudly with the hands in your pockets.
Chero vakapfuura nemota vakatikandira madhaka. Ndinopukuta madhaka with a smile. Ruoko ruri muhomwe. I know who I am.
I wipe away the mud smiling.
Let's keep the devil checked.
Ngatime nechokwadi kuti Satan aziva zvatiri.
I'm not for sale.
Handisi kutengeswa.
Don't bring your gossip to me. I am not for sale. Don't bring your beer to me. I am not for sale. Don't bring anything negative. I am not for sale. Because I know where I came from and I know where I am going back to. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
May God help us.
Amen.
To know we came from eternity. And we are going back there. No matter what the devil wants or does not want, it makes no difference. Whether he likes it or not, we are going back where we came from. And whether he likes it or not, we will believe this message against his wish. Do you know you are a son of God? Daughter of God. How did you know this message is the truth? And everything else is a lie.
Who told you that? Who proved it to you?
Before you even
heard, before you even heard that the prophet went beyond the curtain of time and saw those who believe this message. You said to yourself, it's nothing but the truth. I want that. Who proved it to you that it's true? Don't be over zealous.
Yeah. But I will tell you.
As not good, eh?
The thing that told you that this is the truth of the day is the same thing that told men who had no Bible to read. Like Job.
Sa Jobo.
Like Abraham.
Sa Abrahama.
They had no point of reference like we have. But they were able to identify the voice of God. Because scripture tells us, my sheep know my voice. They don't guess at his voice. They know.
When I received the message, I said, this is what I was looking for.
Mama, here you are.
And then I said,
yes, the truth we were all looking for. Mama, yourself and myself here. I hope you see how that the seed of God cannot be deceived.
Job,
Job
would hear so many voices. But he could discern the voice of God. This is not.
Amen. Right. I will tell you something that you know. Just to let you know you are a child of God.
All right.
A preacher is preaching.
muparidzi ari kuparidza.
And he says something for the first time you have never heard it in your life.
Wabva ataura chimwe chinhu kekutanga hausati wambozvinzwa muupenyu hwako iwe.
And immediately,
pakarepo,
you say amen.
Wabva wati amen.
That's true.
Ichokwadi.
With whom did you cross check before you say it? Waenda
kunobvunzira kunani akakudzwa kuti ichokwadi apa.
You don't have a coat, you don't have a vest, but you are saying amen to something you are hearing for the first time. What tells you this is it?
That is the seed of God in you.
Amen.
That's why when I stand before you, I'm not afraid of falling away. Myself to backslide, to go back.
Kune ma trillion even.
There are trillions of people on this earth. But God saw me heading keto in Gutu Masingo there.
This man in a boot
without shoes. And he said, this is mine. And I was being
beaten by him.
And he said, it's mine. And I was not good at school. But God said, I still like him like that. But today I'm speaking good English. I will never fall away.
Poor devil.
Ah, devil, wakanonoka.
I'm not for sale.
Ah, unoti kusatsesi handisi kutengeswa.
Wakanonoka.
You are too late.
Say the same about yourself.
Newo, even ne maonero mamwe chete.
No matter what the devil does,
as na basa
no matter what he says,
as na basa tataure,
you are not for sale.
Iwe hautikutengeswa.
Don't be dragged into things that you don't want to be dragged into.
Aikona kupinzwa muzvinhu zvausingade kupinda mazviri.
No pesana neshoko ramwari
ramba. Against the word of God, deny, refuse.
Uri Satan wanonoka. Sorry.
Satan, you are a come late. Very sorry.
Amen.
Amen.
May God help us.
And
so was yours before there was even one grain of sand.
How many
knows that's the Bible?
Hey, these things are interesting.
Oh yes.
Mongo.
Alright.
You all know it and you do it.
The
preacher is preaching.
Before he gets to a certain point,
you
already have it.
Matosibata.
Are you prophets?
Prophet. No, you are not.
What tells you those things before they are said?
Church no kuta kuti ubake pfungwa imparidzi asata swika pairi.
Seed of God.
Mbeu ya Mwari.
Do you know the problem we have? Is to begin with, what were we?
In the beginning.
Right. The little story we all know about. Of the little eagle. The egg went missing. And wherever it went, it was hedged among chickens. And then as the little eaglet grew, it looked different. It behaved different. It desired things that were different. In every aspect of its life, it was simply odd. Simply different. It was also wondering about itself. Others were busy scratching on the ground trying to look for things to eat from there. It did not want that. For some reason, the clucking of mother chicken did not appeal to it.
You see,
we can put on our nice uniform.
And
we do our catechisms.
You
know, and we build our Bible colleges. Thank
you, ma'am. Oh, you
know. And our organization will grow. Oh, yes, and you will be a member of our church. And the little eagle could not understand that language. My question to you is, who had taught it something different from what was being taught? It was born in the chicken run, reared by that man in every way, and taught how to grow, how to behave. When the eagle in the sky was trying to come and snatch the chicks from the ground, this little eaglet, for some unknown reason, was attracted to that enemy. Instead of hiding, it would actually want to come out in the open and identify with that monster coming from the skies. Why?
Say,
there was one problem. It was born. It was hatched. An eagle to begin with. That's where the problem was. Let me read this to you. I'll come back to this. This I must read. I think it's
good.
We haven't started moving, however, but
I think it's necessary.
If I don't finish, you will assume I have finished. Agreed?
Agreed.
I hope I get it quickly. It's a bit further down. Right. He says here, he was to pass this way.
6403321B.
And when a man, paragraph 51, comes in contact with Jesus Christ, he is different from man. Yes. You are never the same when you once see him. If there is any spark of God about you, right. Hold this as we continue. That spark of God in you.
He
says, when you meet Christ, Christ is a different person. If there is any spark of God in you, you will not remain the same. Now he goes on. Who is this Melchizedek?
Melchizedek.
Paragraph 80. Here we are formed to the word. To the word image. To be a partaker of the word. Feed on the word. By being predestinated since the beginning. You see that little spark of life that you had in you from the beginning. When did you get that spark of life in you? When you repented. No, sir.
Kwete changamilo.
When you came to church.
Kwete.
When you received the message of the hour. Not at all.
Kwete.
When you were still drinking. That spark of life was in you. When you were cheating, lying, and living like the rest of the world, that spark was in you. He says, when you started your journey, when you started your journey on earth, you were born. You were born with that spark in you. Spark yakakuita kuti washika pamaroma achinamata.
Is the same spark that made you to behave that when you saw the Roman
singanamati
and you were not a worshipper.
ugotonga kuti kunamata kwawo ndekwenhema.
And you said this is false worship of the Roman Catholics. And you left the Roman Catholic. And then you went to the Dutch. And you saw their manner of worship. But you were not yet a messenger. Then you even judged that the Dutch doctrine was false. Then you went to the Pentecostal, the spirituals. Amen.
And you saw them worshiping God with crooked sticks.
Doko waone mapostori vachinamata Mwari netsvimbo.
Ndokubva zvakugumbura kuti kotsvimbo
disturbed you. What are these crooked sticks for?
Mwarunga namata netsvimbo dzine zvikokovono
here. How can be God worshiped with crooked sticks?
Ndokuchibva waona mparavara ukati eh.
And then you saw that.
Hapana chakashata asi zviri papiko pakunamata Mwari izvozvo.
There's nothing wrong with a bald head, but where is it in worshiping God?
Kondiwa aniko unotonga tonga vanhu vanonamata iwe usingatonamata.
So who are you to judge all these churches?
Authority yacho waiwanepi?
Where did you get the authority to judge all these churches?
Ndokubvako ndokumbaenda kunana zvayo yoga.
And you left the apostle and you went to Sayoja.
Andina kudaro ke.
You left the apostle and you went to those who do their own things.
Ndokumbaona zvavanoita kuti haa.
And you saw what they were doing.
Chero vachichema asi vari kuchemera zvinhu zvisizvo.
Even if they are crying, but they are crying for their own things. And you left them.
Now listen to this. You see that little spark of life that you had in you from the beginning when you started your journey. Many of you can remember it. You joined this church and joined that church. You to try this and that. Nothing satisfied. Wakato famba from church to church looking for the reality of the truth of the word.
You moved from church to church. You saka chokwadi cheshoko.
And you were not satisfied as you moved from one church to another.
Wakashaiwa kugutsikana uchibva mune imwe church kuenda mune imwe church.
That's right.
Ndizvo.
But one day,
asirime zuva,
you just recognized it.
Wakazvibata.
Mumwe musi wakazongoti uchifamba nokubva wasangana nacho chinowirirana nespark yanga yagara iri mauri.
You met that thing that recognized that deep that was calling in you.
Yes. Because there was the deep in Mother Eagle in the sky. There was the deep to respond inside you somewhere on the ground. Until when Mother Eagle let out that scream, what did the little eaglet do? Instead of hiding, he didn't hide. It came in the open. Says, amen.
Amen.
That's correct. While Mother Chicken was busy trying to pull it back under the granary, it was saying, no. Amen.
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 Shoes or no shoes. Amen. The spark inside was responding to Mother Eagle's call.
Amen.
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 Then the devil comes to you today
and
tells you, because of your lying, you are the serpent seed.
The mistake foot in your white.
And this other mistake that you have done, you are a serpent seed.
Mudze.
Tell the devil
kuti imbai
that this house of flesh.
Yawakaita matrix ukati trapa tiri mairi.
You made tricks and trapped us in it.
Ndo yawashandisa.
It's the one you have used.
Saka ndakuzokunyadzisa.
Now I'm going to bring shame upon you.
Brother Maraire, zvandakutaurira zviya nezuru inhema.
Brother Maraire, what I told you yesterday is a lie.
I'm sorry, I lied to you.
Ndine huru ndiregererei ndakakunyeperai. Ndakareva nhema.
Ndosheza kutendeuka.
That's repentance.
Amen.
You don't wait for people to discover you, to find out.
If you wait for the deacons to catch you and to question you, then so please forgive me. They will say, no, he must suffer the
question. Rain him with stones, not rain.
Because it's not true repentance.
So that spark in you
is
the one that always guides you. And you can never be deceived. It's impossible. If something is difficult, it's still possible. Because after all, it's only difficult. But if it's impossible, it means it can't happen. The bride of Jesus Christ. In the end time, whom I am preaching to now, cannot be deceived. No matter what comes or goes. Because we have that spark that moved us from church to church to church until one day when this flashed before us, we say, Amen.
Amen. That's
right. Let's move.
Oh
my. Trying to get started to connect with last time.
Right.
I believe by the grace of the Lord, in one way or another, we get consolation and comfort from the scriptures. He says, and so yours was also written before thee. There was a grain of sand. How many know that God put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world? We are back to our quotation from
Paramahansa.
He says, then in God's thinking, we were born right then into his kingdom. When were we born again? When were we born into the kingdom? Before the foundation of the world. In eternity. That's when we were born in the mind of God. You hear the prophet many times saying it had nothing to do with you. The reason why today you can sit in church, listen to the message going forth, is not because you are a little bit cleverer than the rest. Not at all. It's because to begin with, where did you begin? In the mind of God. Before the world began, and we have that spark of life in you, and because of that, you cannot get lost. That's why the Lord says, Father, all that you gave me, I lost none. Save the son of perdition so that he goes where he belongs. I hope you are catching something. God can't lose us. We are redeemable. Correct. Why? Because we're in him. That's why we are able to go back there. That's what redemption is all about. Amen.
Amen.
And one day they come and put it through a holy wedlock, my father and mother, he says. And they sired me. And here I come, William Branham represented in a body of flesh. How many of you have ever heard the prophet say, do you know that this physical birth is even more mysterious than the spiritual birth? Because the body that you have, the body that he has, is not different from the one that God has in him, with him, in eternity. Just to answer a question or When the prophet was taken to glory,
he
met the saints. Young. In the brilliance of youth and
energy and
life.
You
know? And one sister embraced him and passed by. God bless you, our precious brother. And she passed
by.
And God said, did you recognize her? That voice that was speaking to him, did you recognize her? He says, no. Says you led her to Christ when she was past 90. Right? But when a question is asked, did you recognize her? It means you know this person. Is that correct? If Brother Makwinye passes by, maybe greets me and passes by. And my brother asks me, did you recognize the brother who has just greeted me? It means I know him already with the way he is. The only difference why the prophet could not recognize her was because she had become younger. But she was the exact same sister that he led to Christ when she was an old woman. And she had a physical body from mom and dad. Correct? Now, let's pick on something on that one. The image I have. You look at me. If my legs are not deformed, do you see the way they are? That brother doesn't see the way they are. Just show him my legs. Right? They are splayed. Aga straight down.
If this manner of standing is not a disability,
when we get into eternity,
but no zenda mzenda na kwenda,
they will be like this.
Ndinenge ndakangodaro.
Ndakuti muzondizira ikoko ndikaita are straight sir brother namwenezu.
That's how you identify me. If I am like brother Namoines, there will be difficulty in identifying me because you know my legs have a certain manner of standing when I stand.
Right. The way I look, my height, the way I'm built, that's, we would say, the making of mom and dad. And then this show.
Is that true?
Yes, we would say that. Did I read that here? No. Ah, not today, some other time. The prophet says, our bodies were laying on the earth, inside the earth. These physical bodies, they were laying on the ground. And mama, when she was expecting you, she went to a particular end
hill
where part of this body was laying. And she had to be married to a certain man with certain features. Which features, when combined with her features, would produce a body form that was in God's mind before the world began. With a certain characteristic or certain characteristics of doing certain things in a certain way which matched perfectly the physical body form that God had in his mind before the world began. That's the reason, brother, you love your wife.
uchida mudzimai wako.
That's the reason, sister.
Ndicho chikonzero vanzvadzi.
You love your husband.
Muchida murume wenyu.
Some sisters said no to your husband.
But
you can hardly sleep.
Asimi munoshaiwa hope
when you think about him.
Pamunofunga pamusoro pemurume wenyu.
When to other sisters, when he made the proposal, they shook their heads and said, I don't even want to see you. But now you're happily married and God is blessing your marriage and is bringing forms.
Yes, no, muri kufara mumuchato, mwari ari kuropafadza, muri kuburitsa zvimiro,
images.
Muri kuburitsa zvimiro
that were in God's mind.
Zvanga zviri mupfungwa dzaMwari.
Physical forms God had in his mind. Before the world began. And those children have sparks inside.
Vana ava vane zviedza zviri mavari.
Unless of course they are not meant for heaven.
Pamwe kana vasina kunzi ndevedenga.
But refuse.
Asiramba.
Refuse with them.
Ramba
namo. And say, these are my children. I'm claiming them all for the kingdom of God. Wrestle them out of the hands of the devil. Amen.
Amen.
So, the way God has arranged things is in such a way that even our physical birth is in such a way we are born and given the body that God foresaw before the world began. Now you can be artificial if you want. You can be artificial if you want. Right. Mitumbi yatinayo.
These bodies of flesh we have.
Mitumbi yoyo mudenga.
Those bodies in heaven.
Musienda na kuyenda.
In God's thoughts.
Yaitova mumundangariro dzaMwari.
It was in God's thoughts in eternity.
Kana yayo nevhudzi rakamonyoroka.
If it had kinky hair. And now you have slippery hair. Now how are you going to match with the heaven image? You will not discover your body in heaven. And then you say, no, this is not me. You go there and you say, this is not me. You go to the next body, this is not me. And until the Lord will say, I think you are lost. Go to the body that is like you, that you know.
Even
if you have a flat nose, like it like that. Love what you are.
Yes. Kana wakasviba zvokutoti panotangira vhudzi nepanotangira huma hapaonekwi.
No matter how dark you are, even that you are so dark,
because
you cannot
that's
see
the
difference.
Image God had before the world began.
You are so dark you don't know the difference between your skin and your hair.
If God was happy with you like that, you must be happy to be in the will of God that He had before the world began.
Hallelujah.
And then munozviziva kuti pane munhu anotokuda wakaita zvawakaitwa naMwari chaizvo chaizvo.
And you know that there's a person who loves you the way you are, the way God created you.
Ndosaka unoti gogo dzine dzarashika.
That's why you see
gogo dzikapfekwa nomukristo dzarashika.
That's why you see when you put on stiletto, a Christian lady.
Unodirei hako kureba kusimo muna Mwari.
Why do you want to be tall when God did not see you tall like that?
Sorry.
Ndine urombo.
Sorry mudenga.
There in the balcony.
Image yako yaunayo nhasi.
The image that you have today, if there is no disability on you, is the same image with God.
You can patch up.
When you hear the prophet say,
is a situation where nature has robbed you. I remember one time in Switzerland, after preaching, one sister walked up to me. She says,
I believe all that is very true.
She
had done styles, funny things in her
hair.
She says, you know, I have long hair. And I have no reason to have done the way I did in my hair. Dreadfuls and so on. Because God has already given me, nature has not deprived me. I should just rejoice in the glory the Lord gave me originally.
Amen. May God help us. Let's be smart. In the way it was in the beginning. The same way God saw us in the beginning is what He wants.
Amen.
Amen.
And they sired me, and here I come, William Branham, representing a board of flesh. Now you know me as William Branham, a man. God knows me as William Branham, a thought in his own mind. Right.
You know me, William Branham, a man.
Asimwari wakandizivasa William Branham. Fungwa.
But God knows me as William Branham in his thoughts.
In his own mind. And an expression.
Zino apakuratitswa.
And God knew you as his thought
sendangariro dzavo
before the world began.
Nyika isati yavambwa.
He knew him
vakavaziva
as a thought
sendangariro
before the world began.
Nyika isati yavambwa.
And he had a spark in him.
Vakanga vaine chiedza mavari.
You can't doubt that.
We are
a result of the spark showing of its light and its activity in his life and in his ministry. And we were ignited too. And we are gathered here today by the same spark that he had, which we also had before the world began. And we have become an expression. What is a word?
Shokochi
is a thought. Expressed.
Yaratizwa.
And when that word is spoken,
zino kana shoko irataurwa,
it becomes material.
Inova yava zinobatika.
And we were thoughts.
Isu tangatiri mdangariro.
In God.
Muna mwari.
If we are expressed,
kana taratizwa,
we have become substance.
Tava zinobatika.
It means when he spoke us into this world,
zino rati pavakati taura kutive munyika,
we became word.
Takava shoko.
And when that word became expressed, it became
zino shoko riparakaratidzwa rakava zvinobatika.
And we see you.
Takukuona iwe.
You see me.
Makundiona ini.
We are that word
tiri shoko iro
which was thought,
rakanga riri ndangariro,
which has been expressed to become substance.
Rakaratidzwa kuva zvinobatika.
So who are we?
Saka tiri chii?
We are the word.
Tiri shoko.
Amen. Amen. That's why when this word is preached, we say amen.
Amen.
Because this word is us.
Nekuti shoko iri ndisu.
Ndikati brother Maraire.
If I say brother Maraire,
what will he do?
Vanoite.
Regandi vadane munzwe zvinoitika.
Let me call him and you hear the response.
Brother Maraire.
Brother Maraire.
Right. Mavaona.
Did you see the response?
Brother Berejina, madi kusimuka imi.
Brother Berejina, why didn't you stand?
Brother Shamba, madi kusimuka.
Brother Shamba, why didn't you stand?
Brother Namo, madi kusimuka.
Brother Namo, why didn't you stand?
I'm not only today, it's a sitter.
Didn't you hear me calling the name?
Save us now, kusimuka.
Why did these three men not stand?
Noguta Avasi, Brother Simon Maraire.
Because they are not Brother Simon Maraire. No, they are not.
Saka mushoko iri.
So in this word also,
zita rako rikadanwa,
if your name is called,
mavauna vasumuka,
did you see how he
avaramba vakagara asa havasumuka,
that Brahmana understood.
Saka vhangeri richiparidzwa riri kudana zita rako, saka panodanwa rako ndopatinogona vasumuka.
That's why you say amen.
Usanetseka kuti vamwe havana kusumuka.
Don't be troubled that others are not amening the words.
Avasivo.
They are not
vadanwa panguva iyoyo.
They are not called by that time.
Ava maona vasumuka vega nokusumudza noruoko
noruoko. You see, Brother Maraire stood up, even raised his hand.
And it's not tapira kuti zita rako ritaurwe pakazara vanhu.
And it's very, very good when your name is called amongst many.
Ukanoti Brother Muchochomi.
If you say Abraham, even if you was about to sleep, you awake, you raise up. And a good name that is called Amen, many people.
Alright.
If you think I'm lying, let me ask this
brethren.
I've not bribed them. Yes, you can see.
Brother Berejina, pantatarastarimans wasi.
Brother Berejina, when I called your name, how did you feel?
Vanza udindiripano.
He had. He felt that that's me now. Berejina.
Brother Shamba, pantataurawurenimans
wasi. Brother Shamba, when I called out your name, how did you feel? You felt good.
Ko brother, namu pantataurawurenimans
wasi. The same when I called your name.
I
really felt that.
Ndiripo.
Here I am.
Brother Maraire, pantataurawurenimans wasi.
Brother Maraire, when I called your name.
Sakarako rikadanwa nekuparidzwa kweevangeri.
When yours is
ukanzwa zvakanaka usanetseka. Neasikanzwi zvakanaka.
And you feel good. Don't be troubled.
Rake haridadanwa.
That other person, their name is not yet called.
Parichadanwa.
When their name is called.
Uchamona achiita zvasati akamboita.
You see that person punctuating the word with an amen like he has never done before.
Ndopanenge chiti amen kuvhangeri.
You will be amening the word.
Amen kuvhangeri.
Amen to the word.
Shoko rikaparidzwa.
When the word is preached,
vanhu vakabuda.
And people go out.
Ukavabvunza vese.
And you ask them,
manzwe.
What did you hear?
Vanokuudza.
They will tell you.
Vokuudza zvavanzwa.
And they will tell you what he heard.
They
will tell you what he heard.
One thing for sure,
asi chinhu chime chete chochokwadi.
Zvinenge zvina kufanana zvavanokutaurira.
The testimonies will be different. And if you are a preacher, you will get angry. That is, people are not understanding me. No, it's not that.
Brother, brother, Jesus.
It doesn't mean the people are not understanding. He had his lot. If you ask him,
and
the same
way
you tell you his lot, another man will tell you his portion. Shamba will tell you his portion. They are made differently. Amen.
Ah, Marizoi.
You know, the climax of that sermon is when he said, and another one will tell you their own climax.
And
I don't say that was not the climax. But to me, when he said, that was the climax of the message. And people will argue.
No climax in the
climax of the same
one.
Have a different climax.
And it's not like I'm dead.
We are looking for our names. We are looking for our names.
Because non dikaita, if I try to mumble out Brother Simon Maraire's name,
Brother Simon Maraire,
nobody else will identify with the sounds I make. Ahead of Brother Maraire.
Hapana mumwe munhu anokwanisa kubata zita ra Brother Maraire kutangira ivo vacho vanoziva kadaidzirwe kezita ravo.
Correct. He has heard it so many times.
Vazvinzwa kakawandisa.
He has enjoyed it so many times.
Vanakidzwa nazvo kakawandisa.
Alright. Munoziva kuti ukangoti pastor.
If you say, just say pastor.
Kangoti pastor.
Pastor.
The people
who are pastors, if they were looking somewhere else, they come into
attention. Kuti pastor asi zvangaita sound dzakafanana nokuti pastor. Utaona uchicheuka.
If you didn't say pastor, but if a word is similar to pastor, they will go into attention.
Ndosaka.
That's why.
Kana takuenda kumusha.
When we are going home,
maindira akaita pastor Chesa.
The way the pastor went,
vakava kutozviziva.
He knew it. I dreamt about him. He had the light and
he
was there. There were so many people around.
And they were standing next to the platform and he was standing there. And from the dream, there was an understanding he is permanently there. He is not going to be moved from where he is. And he was illuminated. That was me. But even Musu wakaenda.
But the day that he went with his young brother, he was speaking and speaking and speaking and advising his young brother. When you are pastoring a church, you do this, you do this. He knew he was going.
He would kiss his wife goodbye.
But many times he would kiss his wife goodbye. As that day, Vaka just went without a kiss.
Vaka vans was terrible.
He had his name.
I never even told him the dream. He went before I even told him.
I had been notified of the dream beforehand, but I had not told him.
But evil manji.
But to him, he had
clearly.
Zaka Jeka.
And
when they went to the dam, the young brother said, "It's windy, let's wait."
No,
we'll go, just go behind.
Radan waga.
The name is called. He's hearing his name.
And they went
behind and it rained.
And they put on raincoat
and they stopped fishing. Now it's stopped raining. Let's continue fishing.
There
is
a name
that had been called and he heard it.
And you keep moving steadily. Towards where the call is coming.
Zishomane, zishoma pore pore, kusika kurukudanwa zita.
Ukange uri wega munomu Simon Marayire.
And if you are alone here, Simon Marayire.
Chenda wakadai wotu. Angudana ari kupiko.
And you go this way.
Who is calling me? Office.
You go to the office.
Pasipana pese oshayo.
And if here,
oh, near,
maybe it's on the balcony.
Unoramba uchienda.
You continue responding.
Kudanwa kwe zitarako hivyo go.
Going to where the voice is coming.
This is why his time was up. He had to go fishing.
He had his name.
Maybe
in this dam, I don't know. I will continue searching.
Chirauro chakorekera pamuti.
And God got entangled. Let me untangle it. Is it the last
rod?
There are better fishing rods than that one.
No, nah, we can do it.
Aye, watokwanza kuchibvisa.
Votoita nunzichi kugira muti usina mata ushida yomakumba ako zvi.
You try to go on that.
Echikonye dungira. Right. That's correct.
You try to go up a tree where there are no branches using both your hands and your feet. And beyond that fishing rod, there was somebody who was
and he was busy searching, where is the voice coming
from?
Where is it?
Walter.
Tune the boat.
Now bring the boat.
Put to the
The boat came back.
From a lack of experience.
From
And
the Lord knew that lack of experience is going to make my purpose pass. And then this brother
would
come
and
the wave came and hit the tree.
David got
I'm not the one calling you.
Go
to the one who's calling you.
Quatch.
And it broke off in the water.
And
he said, "I have arrived." And you remained
mourning.
But this man had reached the one who was calling him.
This is exactly the same process we go through when the message is coming to us.
You are
continuing searching. That was wonderful.
The sermon by Brother Beckett.
Yeah, Brother Matanga, wonderful.
Marizu ya Brother Matanga.
Yeah, Brother Makwinye, oh ma.
Brother Makwinye, that was
wonderful. Oh, Brother Taruchka, ma.
Brother Taruchka, that was
wonderful. Oh, Brother Mdumbo, ma.
Brother Mdumbo, oh, Zanga Shakana.
Brother Manyeche, oh ma.
Brother Manyeche, that was good.
Tishienda.
And we are going.
Urugurama Uchichaka.
You are continuing.
Uchichaka.
You are continuing.
Who
is calling my name?
Until you eventually land where you are. In this message,
and you are established. Even if you are called beyond Jordan, and you say, "Lord, I am here.
I am
already prepared. You did the work and finished with me."
When your name is called through the preaching of the word, that's when you respond. And it is Zita Upen.
You know, a name is life. Am I a preacher?
Say Madaro.
Why are you saying so?
No,
because I preach.
Mu deacon.
Is he a deacon?
Why are
you saying so? Because he is watching over
you.
Is he a pastor?
Say madaro.
Why are you saying so? Because he is a pastor. He's pastoring. It's a life.
Spoken word.
In the spoken word. In the Bible.
Makazara upenyu wakasiana
siana 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 siana. Different kinds of lies.
Imomu.
In this.
Saka panodanwa rako.
When your name is called.
Pakanze housewife.
And they call housewife Mudzimai.
Panu mumwana zoti mai mai mai.
And then someone who catch it and say, hey,
ndo pangu mai.
This is me.
Ndo pandodanwa ndichidavira.
This is where I say amen.
Nemakai.
Why?
Mari.
In her,
Zita rake,
her name
Kula Maivemba
is to become a housewife.
In other words, ishoko munu yeye.
Nemamwe mashoko, that person is the word.
Now, housewives,
zino ana Maivemba.
May God bless you.
Maringa wakuropafazei.
Ona brother Matatu wati. Amen.
And brother Matatu say, hallelujah.
Utenga uti ah.
And you are troubled.
Oh, ndio housewife yacho hii.
Oh, brother Matatu is the housewife that is being called.
Waunona achisimuka ni sister Matatu. Amen.
The one whom you see raising up is
glory.
Maringa wapukinyiswe.
Amen. Asipakanze wana baba nyatsoitai wana baba vemba.
But when you say husband, feel real good husbands. We hear
Gati fambi.
Booming baritone.
Amen. Sorry no kumbo ndano ku Samaria.
Please bear with me for Samaria.
Manji. Shino pere rikati kadai. All right. Chandamboreva zviya zvekuti vamwe tinotenderera hatinangidzi.
What I said that okay, we are pre-winding preachers.
Let me try to read more than talking.
Regai ndichiedza kuverenga kudarika kutaura.
Zvimwe zvinokonzerwa nongodonza donza kune kuchingoita
hova. It is caused by your pulling.
Musandi donzawo.
Please. Don't pull like that.
5 definite identifications of the true church of God. God. Right. Paragraph 176. Genesis 1 said.
Genesis 1 inoti.
In the beginning.
That's here. Pakutanga dipopan.
God.
Mwari.
Take that name God in the Hebrew and see what it means.
Torah tare kuti mwari muchihe bear one kuti zvinorevei.
It's spelled El Elohim, which means the all self-existent one, the all sufficient one, the strong one.
Rinoperetera richinzi Elo Ela Elohim. Zvinoreva kuti uyo akazvikwanira. Uyo ane zvese.
There was nothing before that.
Pakanga pasina chimwe kumashure kwake.
There was no air.
Kwanga kusina kana mhepo.
There were no stars.
Kwanga kusina kana nyeredzi.
There was no moisture.
Kwanga kusina kana hunyoro.
There was no atmosphere.
Kwanga kusina kana huwepo.
There was no atoms.
Kwanga kusina kana maatom.
There were no molecules.
Kwanga kusina ma molecules.
There was nothing before that.
Pakanga kusina chaive kuyasa
chapo. It was God, the eternal one.
Akanga ari Mwari uyo anogara nekusingaperi.
And he was called El Ela Elohim.
Ainzi El Ela Elohim.
And in him were attributes to be a savior.
Zvino maari maive nezvisenga zvokuve muponesi.
To be a father, to be God.
Kuva baba, kuva Mwari.
There. We skip a bit. He wasn't God then.
Anga asati ava Mwari ipapo.
Anga asati ava Mwari.
Now he wasn't God then.
He goes on now.
Vanoenda mberi.
He says in the message, questions and answers on Genesis. 530727. That's the
tape
number. Paragraph 23. Oh, I got a beautiful picture in my mind now.
Haiwa, ndawana pfungwa iyi yakanaka mupfungwa dzangu.
If you could take a little trip with me.
Kana tikati tifambe kamwe karwendo kadiki imi neni.
Ngatifambei nomuprofita wedu. Ubarukoni ngatifambei nomuprofita.
Let's travel with the prophet on this journey.
Amen ikoko.
Amen, amen.
Let's go back.
Ngatidzokerei shure.
100 million years before there was ever a star.
Ma milioni ma Korea ma 100 kusati kwane
nyeredzi. No anything in the world.
Pasati kana pane nyeredzi kana chipa nyika.
Now there was a time when there wasn't nothing here, it was just all forever and eternity.
Paka pane nguva yekuti panga pasina changa chiripo, paingove nemazuva aingofamba kuenda mberi nezienda nakuenda.
Zuva racho kwakusina.
There was no day, there was no sun.
Kwakusina rima nguva iyoyo futi.
There was no darkness.
Ha. There was no time, there was no... It was just eternity and eternity.
Nekuenda.
Last night, I was checking on YouTube.
Nezuro madeko ndakandiri kutarisa pa YouTube.
I just typed universe.
Ndakangonyora kuti universe.
I'd never searched that like that before.
Ndangasandambotsvaga universe pa YouTube mashure.
You know, they said the observable universe.
Vanoti universe inogona kuoneka ne science.
Right. From end to end,
kubva pakutanga kusvika pamagumo,
is more than 93 trillion light years.
Hanzi inodarika 93 trillion makore echiedza.
Well, whatever it means, whatever it doesn't mean to you, don't worry.
Kana zvikasa usabatikane nemashoko makuru aya.
Don't worry about that.
Usanetsekana nazvo iwewe.
What matters is, if you talk of a light year,
kana tikati makore echiedza,
it's the distance.
Ndo kureba kwako.
That light covers
kunobatwa nechiedza
in a year
pagore.
Now light is very fast.
Zvino chiedza chinofamba zvekukurumidza.
Ukatungidza pana,
if you start a light here, patoti
une torch.
Let's say you have got a torch.
Umwe akamira ku door
and one is standing at the door.
Paunongoti ka,
when you just light it,
it's like the same second or the same fraction of a second.
Zvinoita kunge muchi dimuche second chimwe chete.
When you switched on the torch,
power batidza torch.
That's exactly the same time it reached the door.
Uya chiedza chasvika ku door.
That's how fast light travels.
Ndo kumhanya kunoita chiedza.
Now imagine
chimbofunga
that speed of light.
Kumhanya uku kwechiedza.
How much distance that light covers in a full year.
Kuti chiedza ichi chinofamba distance yakareba sei pagore rese.
Chinenge chafamba zvisingaiti.
It would have covered a lot of distance in 1 year.
Saka ukazviona zvonzi kubva kunoperera universe yaonekwa nevanhu.
Hanzi, from the end to the beginning of the universe, that is observable.
Zvinotora makore echiedza
kubva
a light year. Over 93 trillion.
Hanzi makore anonzi ma light years 93 trillion.
Ungapedza?
Can you finish?
Ndopounozofunga kuti ha?
Then you start to think.
Semunhu regai ndisazvida.
Yes, amen. Let me not delve into it.
You know when the man was showing it?
Murume anga achizviratidza.
On the video.
Pa video iyi.
He indicated.
Anyatsoratidza.
How the planet Earth is a very microscopic dot.
Kuti iyo nyika ino yatinogara inoyi itori kadonhwe kadiki diki.
Very small, you have to magnify it to see it.
Kadiki chaizvo unofanira kutoikudza nemishina.
In comparison to the rest of the observable universe.
Tichienzanisa nezvimwe zvisikwa kana dzimwe nyika dzinooneka pauniverse.
We serve a mighty God.
Tinoshumira Mwari wamasimba ose.
That's why he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Ndosaka ari mambo wamadzimambo naisho wamadzisho.
And you cannot understand him.
Haukwanise kuti unzi wakuvanzwisisa iwe.
So if he does anything to us,
saka kana vakaita chimwe chinhu kwatiri,
let's not question it.
Ngatishayiwei kana mubvunzo kana kuwawanira mhosva.
In any case, Friday service answers a lot of questions.
Kana wangu ane mubvunzo, service yeFriday yakapindura mubvunzo yakawanda.
How many of you ever thought of making a prayer request for suffering?
Vangani vedu vakambozvifungawo mupfungwa dzavo kuti ndichambonyorawo chikumbiro chemunamato muchechi kuti ndinamatireiwo ndinoda kupinda mumiedzi.
When the deacon was introducing and leading, I didn't hear a single prayer request. It was preached on Friday. That we want to make prayer requests. That suffering would come our way. Who is going to do it next? Neither the preacher. It doesn't mean we are unbelievers. We believe. But this house does not want suffering.
May
God help us.
Oh my.
Amen. God is so big when he does things like he has taken our beloved pastor. Let's say the Lord gave. The Lord has taken. Blessed be his holy name. We take it. And we move on. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go. He says, let's go back 100 million years before there was ever a star, moon, or anything in the world. Now, there was a time when there wasn't nothing
here.
It was just all forever.
And eternity.
And all for of ever and eternity was God. We know he was not yet God, but we use it so that we understand what he's talking about. He was there in the beginning. Not this beginning. Not John's beginning. Not Paul's beginning. But the prophet's beginning. Way in eternity. Now let's go out here on the edge of this banister. Pakakwirira. Tese, we are taking a trip now.
Tese, tirikuenda parwendo.
Ah, pandofunga takufamba manje.
I think we are together. Katakutanga
trip tamutsa mota.
Now we have started the engine.
We are engine. Yendege yamutsa zvonzi. Please belt up and get ready for takeoff. Right.
Now we are.
He says, now let's go out here on the edge of this banister and look over and see these things happen.
Tione tese zvandirikuona zvikuitika.
Ah, let's see this. Things happen. Now, but notice now, there is nothing. There's just space. There's no light. There's no dark. There's no nothing. It just seems nothing. But in there is a great supernatural being. Jehovah God.
Jehovah,
who covered all space of all places at all times.
Indeed,
there was no time. It was eternity. He covered forever. He covered eternity. He covered all space of all places. He says he was from everlasting, from everlasting. He is the beginning of creation. That's God. He says, can't see nothing. Can't hear nothing. Not a move of an atom in the air. Not nothing. Not no air. No nothing. But yet God was there. That was God. Kungoti warangada.
Just to feel everything. You say there's nothing. That's the God.
Hapana chiedza, hapana rima,
there's no darkness.
Hapana nguva,
there's no time.
Rinongwa zenda nakuenda na zenda kuenda.
Just eternity and eternity.
Zvese izvozvo zvauri kuona zvisipo izvozvo.
All those things that you say there's nothing. Zvinonzi
Mwari.
That is what is called God. That is
zvinonzi akazvisika, akazvita kuti ave
poega. That is the one, the self-existing, who made, who was there.
Wow. Let's go.
Hande mberi.
Goes on. Paragraph 20. Now notice.
Zvinocherechedzai.
Then after a while I begin to see a little sacred light begin to form.
Zvino mushure menguva ndongoona kama kachiedza katsvene katanga kusikwa.
Takamira pakakwirira nemuprofita tafamba rwendo.
On a banister with the prophets, we are going on.
Tapinda mamiriyoni nemamiriyoni makore kuna muzvina
kwedu. Hundreds and millions and millions of years.
Zvikanzi takamirira panapa toona mukatikati mezenda nakuenda.
Standing on this banister, we are seeing a light.
Chibuda.
A sacred light coming. Beginning to form.
Like a little halo or something.
You
could only see it by spiritual eyes
to look
now. Let's
put it on our spiritual eyes and see.
Kunei.
What is there?
Ukavura Bible, mna Genesis 1.
If you open the Bible in Genesis 1, this is not yet there.
So where are we?
Saka tiri kupi?
We are outside the Bible. Praise God.
Amen.
That's
why the denomination say end time message believers, they add to the Bible. That's what they think.
It's an
end being taught about rocket science. And that end wants to understand rocket science.
But we have astronauts this morning.
Rocket scientists.
We know where we came from. We know where we are going to. That's why we get excited. Mudara uya uya wakanzwirwa tsitsi achindoparidza nemuprofita.
That black man that the prophet felt pity for when he was preaching.
Amen.
Let me tell you.
There is
something beyond this black skin. It carries things.
Azvinoti waenda kupi?
It doesn't matter where you go.
Unovanzwa pakati pe London.
In the midst of London.
Zimukwende, Zimukwende.
In London, CBD. You hear Zimukwende there.
Hamunyari varungiri mudzikamai mhani.
Hey, are you not ashamed of the white people here?
Haumugarisi pasi.
You cannot let that man to be quiet.
Zviri muropa redu.
It's in him.
Zviri mutindi.
It's behind that black skin.
I felt for him
when he was put on the platform. This black man. And you read. And where were you? When I was laying the foundation of the world. The
children
of God rejoiced.
Within 5 minutes.
And that old man within 5 minutes. He had jumped up.
And mid-air, he clapped his feet and came down. She can say, I have no space enough to preach here.
And he took the Bible and went and sat down.
Yeah.
These things are ours. And we even forget we had death in our midst. What death?
That man is waiting for me. Across the river.
I'm the one who's delaying to go. And you are also delaying to
but
go.
He's already waiting.
But vakatoti mirira kare.
His loved ones.
When the prophet was taken,
they were
the ones who welcomed him. You know that.
Yeah. I wanted to preach it.
They know it's
resurrection chain.
Amen.
Achieve from prophet.
When the prophet died, taken from the body to be seen. He's walking,
he's walking.
Hey, which is this place which is so sublime? And he saw a certain girl and he said, Magadiko Baba.
Daddy?
Baba. Your age and my age.
How
can I be your father? You don't know where you are, father. Let me go and show you. You see that palace? It's ours. Mama is there. Who welcomed him?
Loved ones, lavo.
Sister
Chesa is waiting.
Sister Chesa, when is she following?
But do you know?
Right now, he is in heaven.
He knows.
Who is the next in our midst?
Sorry to shake you, but he knows. He knows.
He went before and knew that the man of God is coming at
a certain time.
Wongo.
All right. Sharon. Brother Branham.
Why did she go to welcome Brother Branham?
We have not
believed
fable. Reality.
What happened is reality.
These are not fables from near and far.
She knew God was going to bring dead temporarily. And he was coming from this side. And she said, I cannot stand in their house. Let me go and welcome him. And she welcomed dead. And Mama said, I'll remain here. The moment that he'll be climbing the stairs,
the way I used to do,
I will
welcome him again.
The same way. And the mother also knew. So the one who has the star above him,
Pastor
knows who is following next.
Let's get ready, saints. Let's be ready for going home. He knows who is coming next.
Amen.
That's how we are linked.
Ndokubatana kwatinako.
Ndosaka hama.
That's why brothers.
Tsagasha mwari kwadzuseni.
Look for good brothers like me. Good friends.
Good friends.
Good friends like me.
Chapter yo ndakatopedza.
I finished.
Ndakapuwa shamwari kwayo.
I was given good friends.
Ishavango tichiuya.
When God says come.
Ndozaronga then boy, odakinda nepi? Kuno.
I would say, hey, then boy, where are you going? Come.
Imina mchi brother mabugu yanga chichi, then boy.
You'll be saying, brother mabugu, you'll be saying, then boy.
Uya no kuno.
Come. Don't go that way. Come here.
And he knows.
Uya manosiva.
I will tell you what Billy Paul said one time.
Even if I don't finish, but I will have finished. Yes.
Sister Kadiwa, then I paid.
Sister Kadiwa, I would have finished my sermon.
Billy Paul
said,
Mama wangu,
my mother,
vakufa,
when she was dying,
vakaudza mama vavo,
told his mother,
yes, his grandmother.
Mbuya wapa wakanga wakufa, waka uza ama imabu.
Get back at this. Right. Sister Hope Branham.
Sister Hope Branham.
Ndivo maiva Billy Paul.
Is Billy Paul's mother.
Pavanga wakufa.
When she was dying.
Mrs. Broomback.
Mrs. Broomback.
Mbuya wa
Billy Paul. That is Billy Paul's grandmother.
Right. Mbuya wake waka muza Billy Paul.
Miss Broomback told Billy Paul.
Kuti mai wako wako waka taura nini waka nini.
When your mother was dying, told me this.
Mama, nda akuye nda kumusha.
Mother, I'm about to go home.
In a few days,
mumazwama shuma rutevera.
I will come back.
Nichadzoka.
And take Sharon Rose with me.
Joso tora Sharon Rose.
I will leave Billy behind because he must move with his father.
Didn't just see a Billy? Nekuti anofana kufamba na baba wake.
Saka pavanga vatongo cross vakuona zviri mhiri.
So when she had crossed and she was seeing what is
vanga vakutoziva kuti saka anotevera next ndiani.
She knew who was coming next.
Tisu tisingazivi.
It's us who don't know.
Our dear beloved pastor.
He knows
who's after next. Before the rapture.
And he knows the last one to die before the rapture. Those who are going to be taken in the rapture, he knows
all.
Let me challenge you. If you are thinking it's my own opinion.
Pamsoro pe gomo rokushandurwa.
On the Mount of Transfiguration.
Who gave introductions to who?
Diana Kazisa Peter Kutundi area with Moses. So we can continue.
You break into that realm,
ukapinda muchiero ichi,
everything becomes clear.
Zinusese zvinobva zvangocheka.
You
are not presuming.
We see through a glass darkly, but then we will know as we are known.
Oh, yes.
Wongo.
With these things, you won't get tired.
Sorry. Sure.
Yeah, you don't get tired. Maybe you will get tired. I can continue and continue.
As you continue staring,
it doesn't mean I'm going to preach long.
But you see, in those not in your rad,
these are the things that comfort me. You want the pastor to retain from there where you know
all things.
Where you think when you've got a watch, you think you are somebody special. When you have got US dollars, you think
before
you are
him all that is vanity of vanities. Let's look into it and into the spiritual
guy.
Alright.
Let us rush through.
Now,
Zino.
No one has seen God. Now the next thing we begin to see by the eyes of supernatural looking, we see a little white light forming out there.
tinotanga kuona chiedza chikuru.
What is that? That was called by the Bible readers logos.
Chakanzi nevaverengi veBhaibheri logos.
Oh, the anointed.
Kana kuti muzodziwa.
Oh, the anointing.
Kana kuti zodzo.
So the light
saka chiedza ichi
is both the anointed and the anointing in one. The part of God begin to develop into something so human beings could have some type of an idea what it was.
Kana kuti chimwe chikamu chamwari chakatanga kuumbwa mune chimwe chimiro chekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kunzwisisa kuti chii.
It was a little light moving.
Kanga kare kachiedza kadiki kachifamba.
Kachifamba kachiedza.
Kachifamba kachiedza.
Tikukaona tese.
We are all seeing that light
in eternity. That was the word of God.
Iroro chiedza ichi rakanga riri shoko ramwari.
Handi chiedza shoko ramwari chiedza.
You know the word of God is light.
Rikangopinda muupenyu hwako.
If it comes into your life,
patwani chiedza.
There is light in your life.
Muupenyu hwako.
In your life. Hongo.
How so fake mini?
You not wear a mini skirt.
Ukona vapfeka mini, vapfeka murima.
If you wear miniskirt because you were dressing in darkness.
Ukapfeka banana, wapfeka usiku.
If you wear your shoes opposite, you were dressing in the dark.
Ukapfeka zvinonjenjemera. It's because wapfeka usiku.
If you are putting on a see-through, it means you were dressing in a dark room.
Dai panga pane chiedza muupenyu hwako waizauta.
There was light in your life.
This skirt yes isivadiki.
You know that this skirt belongs to the young girl.
Haisiyangwi.
It's not my size.
Chiedza chinokupa kuziva zvokuita.
Haunenge uchiona zvakanaka. You what to do and how to do things because you'll be seeing properly.
I hope you see.
Ndotenda muri kuzviona.
Amen.
Amen.
That was the word of God. Now God gave himself birth to this son.
Mwari vakazvibereka kuve mwana komana uyu.
Correct. Ah, pamarova chai. Ndonozvikudzira manje.
Amen.
Brother, padudzirwa. Vakazvibereka kuve mwana komana.
Gave birth to himself to be this
so
son.
So when we are talking about the son of God,
kana tiri kutaura pamusoro pemwana komana
wa Mwari. We are talking about God who has condescended.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro paMwari vaburuka vazvideredza.
And when he condescended, he said, I and my father are.
Paakaburuka akati ini nababa vangu tiri chinhu chimwe chete.
And when you see me, you have seen the Father.
Ukaona ini waona baba.
Father, glorify me with the glory that I had before the world began.
Baba ndibwinyise nekubwinya kwandaive nako nyika isati yavambwa.
This is the glory.
Uko ndiko kubwinya kwacho.
Amen.
Amen.
May
God help us.
We don't see three gods there, we see one.
Atione vana mwari vatatu,
tione mwari mumwe chete. 530509, paragraph 15. And now the Bible teaches us that the Logos went out of God.
Zvino
Bible
rinodzidzisa kuti Logos yakabuda kubva pana Mwari.
Logos. Panapa tine. Atina. Okay. Light and prophet.
The light above the prophet.
Oh, yeah, there. Ndandatarisa kuti ndikaona sunset.
Amen.
That's fine. We have that.
Tine izvo.
That light.
Chiedza icho.
That's the light that was there in eternity. That's when God condescended
to be measurable.
To be measurable. To be measurable. To be measured.
Kuti vakwanise kuchiyerwa.
Kuti akaita izvo kuti anamatike.
That way he became that light so he can be worshipped.
Uret unganamata warangada.
How can you worship this being that covered all eternity and
space? Aina matiki.
Yeah, you cannot worship that.
We must see something.
Unofanira kuti uone chimwe chinhu.
Which we can conceptualize and internalize. Then we start worshiping.
Nzwisisa wotokwanisa kutonamata chinhu
chacho. Before that.
Kana zvati zvapo.
Zvongozi uri pakakwirira pa. Chinamata. Worship
those things where there is nothing. What?
We must see something, man.
Unofanira kutona chimwe chinhu.
When we see that.
But not as yet,
we say praise be to God.
Not
there is the supernatural light.
That
supernatural God housed in there.
Praise
be to God.
Amen.
Amen. That's our God.
That's
our leader.
Now he can be worshipped.
Right.
Amen.
The Logos went out of God. Or might I say, all of that, the God becoming his first body form when the Logos went out of God.
We skip
a statement
or two.
But then, the Logos that went out of him become a little hall of light. Let's see it playing yonder like a child before the doorstep of the Father. Remember, this uneducated man is not imagining anything. He is looking, using the spiritual eye, a supernatural eye. So what he is talking about is not fabrications of men's imagination or dreams. It's the reality of what the spiritual eye declared to him. Like the spiritual eye in Moses declared what he saw. The same spiritual eye that God granted to John and he saw the word in the beginning is the same that our prophet used and looked way into eternity. And he says, let's take a trip together. We are privileged to be on board. On board that rocket. He has a chance.
If you have never been on a rocket, this is your opportunity.
I've been on it many times. Praise the Lord. If you have never had a friend who is an astronaut, you have one standing before you.
There.
Be proud. Tell people, you know, my friend is an astronaut.
What is Shamari yangu inini ka? Astronaut. Don't look down upon yourselves.
We are sons and daughters of the God of gods and Lord of lords and King of kings. President of presidents.
President of my president.
Oh my.
Now you feel like you want to start preaching. True. I feel pity for you. Let me read if I don't.
We'll
continue preaching.
Brother McQueen. As you see fair.
Brother McQueen, it won't be fair.
But I'm in
a good range.
That's two.
But I won't get to 2 o'clock.
If it gets to 2, it will be
2 o'clock of the spiritual realm.
Yeah, I miss you guys.
Now that one we won't.
Let's go. He says, let's see it playing yonder like a child before the doorstep of the Father. And now, I can see him as he moves over here. And he draws into his memory or his mind a picture of what the world should be.
This man is far away. The prophet doesn't have glasses. Would have made him to stand here.
He sees through. Not only does he see El Elohim. He sees El Elohim condescending.
And
that special piercing eagle sight. He goes and he penetrates the light. He goes into the light. Into that logos. And when he gets in there, what does he meet? He meets the mind of the logos drawing the picture of creation. Glory be to God in the highest. These things are not stories, brother. These are not stories, sister. Take this home and stay with it. And live by it every day. He penetrates
goes into the mind of the Logos.
And
he sees the mind drawing. In other words, the mind creating the world by his thoughts first. Did we read that?
Did we read it in the Bible? That's the quotation that we started.
He started creating the world by his thoughts
first.
And here the prophet is taking us on a ride back into the mind of the Logos. And he says, I can see he is drawing the world and how he wants it to be. It's still a thought. He's reading a thought.
Now we wait to read when it is the way.
He's
saying, no, don't wait to read when it is the way.
Let's
go where it began.
Students of the prophet. Let's go back into the thought. Sister, can I ask you to just stand where you are? Sorry.
You see, our sister as she is. In the mind of God,
no image,
that was God's image.
Only a bit younger.
That's what
that
the Let's go back to the mind of God. We get into the mind of God.
Imomo.
When we get there,
then
we see what the mind of God is.
And we existed in him as the thought.
That spark of life.
Chine tiri associated ne image.
It's associated with the image that we have today. Not with the gray hair, yeah, my sister, but tiri the chidiki.
Shamai amuri 18, 19, 20.
But you were in the bloom of life, 18, 20.
Yes. Saka, tichidzokera uko, toda kundozviraura ikoko.
When we go back there, let's go and take it.
Vamwachiraura hove ininewe, toda kundozviraura ikoko.
Now we want to go and take our
image. Todzoka pano apa.
And we bring it here.
Because we read the quotation. The first creation was God himself. Out of God came the Logos. And out of the Logos came men. It's a summary of the journey from eternity in God's mind up to the time when that's expressed before us in physical form. Correct. Right, let's go. In his mind, a picture of what the world should be. Now there is not a star or nothing. I hear him say, let there be.
Now it has started.
Let there be. What was thought is now being offloaded. He is unloading from the mind. A thought. Then let there be. It's now words. He folds his arms, which he didn't have. It's an expression to just say he waited now to see what was going to happen next. Whatever time he took, we don't know. But he believed in the word he spoke. And because he believed, and it happened, who are you and me to doubt the word that was believed by the speaker and it happened? Oh my. That's why it's not my problem if I pray for the sick and they don't get healed.
Or casting out a demon and it does not go.
Oedza kuita zvakavimbiswa neshoko raMwari, Mwari akati ukaita zvakati ndeita zvakati, zvorega kuitika.
And God promised that if you do this, I will do this part, and then it does not happen.
Vachanamatira vakafa vagomuka.
They will pay for the dead and they will resurrect. And you pray for the dead and they don't resurrect. And then you backslide. It's not who spoke those words. The one who spoke those words believes his own words. And just understand your part and where you end.
Here
he said he's a healer. Why
is
not healing my child? He healed this sword and so why is not healing my son?
Don't find fault with him.
I cannot go and marry Moses.
As long as you've done your part,
you
leave the rest to him.
Amen. Amen.
Right, he says, I hear him say, let there be.
Don't watch it.
And what happens?
Chichakaitika.
An atom broke yonder.
Jesus.
And when it did,
Pachakabuda,
the sun
Zua
came into existence
Raka Zuapo
and began to whirl.
Rikatanga kufa kuumbwa.
Fambarichienda.
Fambarichienda.
She burned for millions of years and millions and millions of years.
Raka pisa kuma million nema million nema million nema kore.
Zua ndo source yeshieda anditi.
Sun is the source of light.
Saka zuva rakafamba ne speed yechiedza.
So this sun traveled at the speed of light.
For how long?
Kwe makore.
For millions.
Kwe ma million.
And millions.
Ne ma million.
And millions of years.
Ne ma million emakore.
At that celestial speed.
Pa kumanya uku kwe pamweya.
After a while.
Mushire meka nguwa.
As the sun is going.
Zuva richienda.
I see a clinker fly off of it.
Ndinoona chimwe chimedu chakabva pazuva.
It goes.
Chakaenda.
What is it?
Chii.
The first star that flew from the sun.
Zvieredzi yekutanga yakabuda kubva pazuva.
He watches it for a few million years and he stops it.
Vanoiona ichienda kuma million mashoma emakore voimisa.
And then another one flies off.
Chimwe chimedu ndobva chabva.
Zuva richienda.
As the sun is going,
ranga risingabonderi here,
wasn't it bumping onto other things?
Papa snachiripo.
There was nothing there.
Ah, saka harazosvika kumucheto here.
So wasn't it going to reach a certain end?
Rikazodona.
And then it drops off somewhere.
That's the mind of an end that we have.
Ndo mafungire atinoita magumo acho.
There could not be an accident.
Hapana tsaona haigona kusangana nezuva.
It could not drop because there was no force of gravity. You see how our minds are so limited. No wonder the prophet would come many times to the pulpit. Welcomed by the song, Only Believe All Things Are Possible. Amen.
Amen.
So as the sun went for millions and millions and millions of years, clinkers, chunks were flying off.
As it continued to go,
the other one takes a certain
direction. And the sun was taking a certain direction. The clinkers were taking different
directions.
Every direction. Clinkers were going away.
And creation was beginning.
Kusikwa kwakanga kuchitanga.
And he is not yet God.
Asata amwari.
Who is he?
Diani.
El Ela Elohim.
El Ela Elohim.
If you want, I'm cutting it short. If you want, because now he had a son, you can call him JVHU. Don't worry if you don't understand what it is. What we call Jehovah today is to be able to pronounce the name of God. But his name is not Jehovah. His name is JVHU.
It cannot be pronounced. Can you write it and just put it on the screen? Then we can see the learned scholar who can pronounce JVHU.
J-V-H-U.
If you just type JVHU,
tine ma graduates muno makabva ku university.
We have got graduates from the university.
Nema doctor imhando dzepamusoro.
And we have got
ndovachatibatsira nhasi
ivavo. And we have got doctors and people with PhDs. They are going to help us today.
Eh hey, good. Iyo.
JVHU.
Mamwe maticha enzo.
Some are teachers.
Vanotova mberi vanokurumidza kuona.
They are even seated in front, they can see clearly.
Ma lawyer, ma doctor, enzo.
We've got lawyers.
Tiverengereiwo.
Can you please pronounce it for us?
All right, fine. Vakaenda kuuniversity sumudzai maoko.
Those who have been to university, please raise your hands.
Hatisi kuda kushainira vamwe. Hapana chokushaina.
Sumudzai
pastor Chesa ari kuudzai kuti kuenda kuuniversity hapana chinomboshamisa.
Pastor Chesa, I tell you, going to university doesn't mean anything.
Right, university graduates. Maona maoko akasumudzwa mamwe ari padenga.
University graduates.
Toda kungoti pangowana one volunteer ativerengere.
Just want one volunteer to read for us.
Ndimakadzidza. Sister or brother makes no difference.
Amakana nzadzi hazvina musiyano.
Aha. Their education has been humbled by a grade 7 man.
Dzidzo yavo yaninipiswa nedzidzo yemurume wa grade 7.
Ndosaka uchiti wapedza kudzidza kudaro wopfekedzwa nhumbi tema sezvikiro. Hazvina nebasa rese zvinhu zvese.
That's why after graduation.
Zvinhu zvemanga mama.
Wear a black gown like a spirit medium. It means it's nothing.
Hapana zviripo.
There is nothing to that degree.
Iri ndo degree chairo chairo.
This is your degree.
Ndora ka graduate wana pastor iroro.
Pastor Chesa's graduation degree.
I want to say this, you know, in fact. Ndinoda nekukona emuromo zonge pane chashamisa
baba. Your mouth on the side.
Karai pasi brother.
Please sit down.
Tikudze kuti zvamuri kuita izvi.
And we will tell you that what you are doing.
Ndo zvinonzi zvisina maturo zvezvisina maturo.
This is the vanity of vanities.
Correct. Nemi masita mune muchitsvaga magraduates oku university.
And you sisters looking for husband with the degrees.
Tsvaga murume wako anga ari mundangariro dzamwari nyika isati
ava. Husband who was in the mind of God before the foundation of the world.
Jesus yana nazvisho.
All these other things are vanities.
Amen. Handi.
Amen. Let's go.
So as the sun was going, clinkers were chipping off and going in different directions. And one of the clinkers was the planet Earth. Just to drop this in. You know the temperature on the sun. And the temperature at the center of the Earth.
Is the
same.
Yaka zvakafanana.
That's scientifically proven.
Zvakatosimbiswa neve
science. They never read the spoken word.
Havana kuverenga spoken word.
They did not hear what we are following here through the prophet.
Havana kumbonzwa zvatiri kuverengerwa nemuprofita izvi.
But they proved.
Asi vakatozvipa.
The temperature at the core of the earth.
Temperature iri pakati penyika ino.
And the temperature at the sun's surface.
Ne temperature iri pa zuva
chaipo. 6000 degrees Celsius.
And
the same.
Ma degree 6000 yakafanana.
Saka zvi zvakaitika.
So what happened?
Regai tifambe zvedu.
Let's proceed.
Ndosaka temperature yako mutende.
That's why your temperature as a believer.
Ne temperature yako wakabva.
And the temperature from where you came from.
Zvikasafanana meno zvako.
If it's not the same.
Oh, I feel it.
We are in a certain realm. We are in a different way.
The prophet says in one place.
I
was going to mention it. Resurrection chain.
He
says, I went to a church somewhere. And the Holy Spirit called three or four people. And they were slow to respond. And when they delayed to respond, the Holy Ghost left and went. In other words, when we are here, we have come to the presence of God, where the spiritual realm comes in. In that realm, God expects us to respond in time. Otherwise, He passes us. Correct. Munonzwa muprofita achiti,
you hear the prophet saying,
pillar of fire yabva pana changamira ava.
The pillar of fire has left that man.
Iyo yaenda pana changamira vane red top.
He has gone to that man with a red top.
Varipa balcony.
On the balcony.
And it relieves that man. He has received his desire. It moves.
Yapana sister on spectacles, but top here black.
Oh, that sister with spectacles with a black top.
And
this brother is slothful.
Wakango mira.
He's still delaying.
And you know it.
Yes.
The prophet will
just leave them.
Wakango mira ipapo.
Standing there.
What now? The presence of God is here, wherever you are. Receive it from where you are. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's praying. And he prays.
The man is standing, waiting for the prayer.
You are not responding in time. Let's learn to respond in time. So when your name is being called out, God will respond to you when you respond to his call, to you in particular. Yes.
When he's calling you, quickly respond.
And
I don't say others are still quiet.
Simon,
because they are not Simon Marari. When he heard his name, he stood up.
Iwokona muna asumuka chifara paparizwa zvaunofunga kuti hazvisumudzi munhu achifara.
Usafunga
kuti vari kupretenda kuva munhu womweya kupfuura vanhu
vese. If you see a person standing up
in the spirit,
and you think that there's nothing spiritual, no, he has heard his name being called. There are songs that we sing. There are songs that
speak to you.
And they are linked to your name.
And that's now before.
It's not the same song to everyone.
What is your brother, Abirijan?
Which song do you like, brother?
Sorry,
forgive me. You are
in the front. Only believe.
You like only believe.
Mazua was
a
brother.
Some of them
only
believe.
Yeah. Thou my everlasting. The songs are
different.
And marriage of the Jew.
When the message is being preached,
Pane marriage of the from start to finish, the marriage yes and
there. There are some sermons that you say, "Kuba ichitanga uparidzwa kusvika iperioti." Nothing jinda paridzwa muchechi.
Imwe unototambura.
In other sermons. It's a struggle.
Kutukurumze wana kuti panda batirika na ponde
pa. That I've caught this.
Hazvine kuti haisi kubatira maridzi. Haiwa.
Someone is not helping you.
Iri kupota ichitenderera pane zita rako ichitenderera.
It's going around your name.
Wozongowana mwangarira wokudziya kwemoto. Asi vari pamoto chayo chavanenge vachinakirwa.
Then you just get the benefit
of it.
What were you enjoying in that sermon?
Vanga vachidanwa mazita avo.
Their names were being called.
He asked
John, "Who are you? I'm the voice crying in the wilderness."
And the prophet was asked, "Who are
you in Malachi 4? Is
that so? Upenyu wedu igwaro, nokuti gwaro upenyu.
Our lives is scripture because scripture is life.
We zita ratinorarama upenyu watinorarama.
And the name that we live.
And upenyu watinorarama ishoko. Let's
and the life that we live is the word.
Ah, sorry. Then another one flies off. And he lets it fall for a few million years and stops it. What's he doing? Writing his first Bible, the Zodiac.
After everything. All the galaxies and everything after it was created.
Nana Mars, Nana Pluto,
Mars,
Nana
Pluto,
Earth, Nana Earth, Venus,
Venus.
Zitanga utenderera. Zuva.
Around the sun.
Zvango sikwa.
And they were just created.
Zvanga zvisati zvakutenderera.
They were not rotating around the sun.
Let's go now. Says would see Jesus.
Hansi matichanga
mitoda kuona Jesus. And akutopedza. This is the second last quotation. Next one. I close. And there was nothing to save or nothing to worship you, so you were just a great source of all intelligence. And you created angels. Then you became a god. Where were
we?
Maari.
We were in him.
Mundangariro zake.
In his mind.
Sakangiro zakasikwa tiripi.
The angels were created. Where were we? We were there.
Ngirozi zvachona dzaisanganisira imwe ngirozi yanga iri pedo steric nashe.
And the angels included one which was so close to the Lord.
Yainzi Lucifer.
Called Lucifer.
Ngirozi iyoyo.
That angel.
Yakasikwa takatarisa.
It was created before our.
Tikatoi admired.
And it was created in our presence and we admired it.
Paita munhu wakanaka.
Ah, there is a good angel.
Haikona kutsvaka sponono yemhuno.
Don't look at a pointed nose if you want to marry or to be married.
Tsvaga sponono yespark iri mukati.
Look for a good spark in the heart.
Mwari ngavatibatsire.
May God help us.
My last quotation, praise God.
Quotation yangu yekupedzisira.
Zvasikwa.
Everything has been created, the whole universe. We are all these banisters. We are seeing all these creations.
Different sizes, different glories, different positions, and so on.
Right.
Show us the Father. Paragraph 64. Now look at him back there. There he was standing there. Then after, I skip. After all the clinkers went off, and the stars and meteors were made, I can see this logos go over out of the trillions and billions of clinkers scattered in space. That logos moves among those clusters of clinkers. What is he looking for? Let's watch what he's looking for. And see what it is. He says, I can see this logos go over and hang over this earth. One in a million. Where were you? You are made of the earth. This body is the earth. And that light went around in the billions and trillions of earths that are moving on 2 feet. Some of them Chinese, some of them British, some of them American, and the pillar of fire was looking for a planet to pick out of the trillions of people. And he picked the earth. What did he do? He go over and hang over this earth, brood over it. Bring it back here around this sun. When the sun was going, there was a place when God stopped it. And each of the clinkers that went different directions, he stopped them at different places. And then he went to pick for one. To pick out one. And brood over that one planet. How far was it from the sun? Hundreds of millions of light years away from the sun.
Hundreds and hundreds of millions of years away from the sun.
This is okay.
Is that so?
Then what happened?
Chichaka Zoiti.
He says, and bring it back around this sun. Let's take this as the sun. Right? And begin to break up the ice around it.
Dovavatanga kunyungu nusa chando changa chaka kombereza nyika.
Chapter 2.
Where is the ice coming from?
When you go away from the sun, the source of heat, you are getting into the cold. When you get away from the Son of God, the Word of God, you are going away in the cold. And the earth, when it went off, and went for those hundreds of millions of years, it became so cold and crystals of ice from the
ground.
Way away from the sun. Where it was stopped. Until the logos hunted for it. And brought it back.
to start melting the ice that was around it. I was very far away from the sun. You were very far away from the sun. So cold. Until when he picked you and brought you close to the sun and was hovering you around the Son of God without you knowing it. One day you started saying amen. One day you started saying
hallelujah.
One day you found yourself standing up and saying, I believe it. You were warming up around the sun, the heat of the Son of God, and the starchiness, the freezing, the ice, the glaciers were now beginning to break down and thaw and flow away. He says, and begin to break up the ice around it, and great big icebergs begin to come down, and Eastleigh Valley was formed.
Amen.
Eastleigh Valley was formed.
I'm reading.
Oh yes.
Wongu.
And the Harare copy was formed.
Ndobva pabuda Harare copy.
And the Mukuvisi was formed.
Mukuvisi ndobva yagadzirwa.
You believe it?
Munozitenda.
Then after it all got melted, and the ice ran out, and made water,
chayamvura.
Then now we are in Genesis 1.
Zvino tapana Genesis 1.
It was without form and void. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the
water.
We were there when all this was happening. He was there when all this was happening. God bless you. Sorry for taking time. God bless you. Amen.